This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said traits, and all that other stuff, y'all. Toxic people, toxic behaviors, all that other stuff. Today's episode is going to be about the best thing that I've learned in therapy. I know these videos typically bore y'all. Y'all don't like the therapy episodes. Y'all want to, Lee, tell us how to heal. Tell us how to hurt them. Tell us how to get over that narcissist. Tell us how to exercise that narcissist and send that devil back to hell. Tell us, Lee. Tell us right now. We don't want to hear about your therapy. Y'all, I would be disingenuous to my platform. Even though these therapy videos don't do well, go to my channel. If y'all don't believe me, go to my YouTube channel, do a filter, and do videos from least to greatest views. All the videos at the bottom are about my therapy journey as a self-aware narcissist. I was like, okay. But I'm still going to do them. Because I had a good one-on-one this morning with a guy who, you know, said my videos and my articles in Newsweek helped him. So I was like, they inspired me to do a video today about my therapy session. So here we go, y'all. Here we go. So, I'm gonna tell you a few different things I learned in therapy. The first biggest lesson that I learned in therapy was, as a person diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, is that most narcissists try to control too much stuff. So me learning how to relinquish control in my life has helped me out. Even though it's made me so damn uncomfortable to have to try to relinquish control over so many things, but I had to, y'all. In order to get to the point where I'm at right now, I could not control all that stuff. I could not control all that stuff. I just couldn't. I was trying to control too much. My therapist had me do, I've said this before, control circle stuff right here. He had me do control circle. Dog, oh my goodness. Y'all keep wondering if people, narcissists love their pets. This is my baby, Lala. Hello, Lala. Say bark, bark, speak. All right, get out of here. Bye-bye. I got to record my video. She had me do an exercise where I was, oh my goodness, I got to rub a belly while I'm doing this. I got to rub a belly and do a video. She had me do an exercise, it's called the control circle exercise, what she called it. It's like a little circle inside of a bigger circle. In the little circle, you're supposed to write everything that you have control over. In the bigger circle, you know what I mean? It's stuff you don't have control over. So you see what it's supposed to do. The stuff inside the little circle is supposed to have less because it's a little circle. But mine was full of stuff. Mine was leaking into the big circle. Too much stuff. I was trying to control too much stuff, so I had to release control over stuff, y'all. Like, literally, it sucks. Lee, what type of stuff do you have to release control over? Like, what my brother wanted to do after he graduated high school, where he wanted to live at, where he wanted to work at. My other brother, with a girlfriend, my twin brother, going where he wanted to go to college. Yeah, I'm just too much stuff, and also trying to maintain control over my own stuff as well. You know what I mean? Trying to control my brother's stuff and my stuff simultaneously. That was too much. Trying to control my mama's life, y'all. I had to relinquish control over that type of stuff, and it helped me get past that point where I could just, you know, I could heal, I could grow, and things like that. Because it helps me out so much doing things like that. You know. So relinquishing control and understanding that I didn't have control over as much as I thought I had control over, and understanding that relinquishing control does not mean that I'm going to lose life. You know, it's scary, you know, but I did it. I'm still doing it now. I'm still trying to control too much, but I'm controlling less and less and less. You know what I mean? Another thing that I've learned to in therapy is my responses. I was telling the guy this morning, I had to learn how to respond better, how to communicate better. How to be more vulnerable, and at the baseline of that, at the bottom line, how to trust the people around me not to hurt me, how to trust the people around me, how I can communicate with the people around me, and trust that they wouldn't use the information that I gave them against me to hurt me, because I knew that I could do it to them. Yeah, I knew that I could do it to them. I knew if you gave me enough information, enough stuff, I would use it against you later on to protect myself. I had to trust other people and be vulnerable to other people, you know, so they could and trust that they wouldn't use it against me. And this worked out, you know, that's worked out lovely for me so far. I share vulnerable information with people all the time because I'm trying to trust more people, learning to trust other people, not learning to let stuff go, learning to not internalize everything, learning to that not everybody out here trying to attack me. This is five years.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
1 month of growth right here in therapy. You know what I mean? 5 years, 1 month of growth and working on myself. 17 years of personal development, because I've been doing this since I was 20 years old. 21 years old. So 16, 17 years. I was working at Blockbuster Video when I started doing personal development, y'all. So it's kind of crazy. Now my cat is in here. I got this floor. but I had to relinquish control, like to table my rage, learning to respond and not to react. Remember what I said earlier about how sometimes people, a lot of narcissists are always on edge. Like, we're going to be on edge. And because you criticize us, it feels like an attack. So we don't want to be attacked. We always on the defensive. So when you try to have a conversation with a narcissistic person about anything and we feel like it's going negative, it feels like you're attacking us. So we need to attack you. We need to defend ourselves. And the way the narcissists defend themselves, they either shut down, they retreat, or they attack you. They rage out on you. You know, they ignore you. They might stonewall you, act like you don't exist, and things like that. So when I say retreat, I don't mean just leave the room. I mean just leave the earth with their mind. They go, they disassociate sometimes. They ignore you, and things like that. You know, and it helps out a lot, though. You know, it helps out a lot. So mindset-wise and stuff like that, you have to protect yourself against that. So, but back to therapy. Like I said, learning to release control, learning to table my responses, learning to not react. Communicate, y'all. I have to slow myself down. When I tell people that, they're like, how do you slow yourself down, Lee? Because, like I said, I'm always on the defensive. I always feel like I need to protect myself against people. I'm ready to snap. I'm ready to jump on people. So I had to slow myself down. I literally had to take myself and just like, okay, time to slow down, Lee. You know what I mean? And when I say that, I mean, I take a deep breath when somebody's talking to me. I tell this to people too, though. I was like, look, I need to take a deep breath. This is not me being disrespectful to you. This is how I slow myself down, because when people approach me about stuff, my anxiety goes high, my heart starts beating, I'm ready to attack, you know? So I just like, I try to be discreet about it. Sometimes I'll be discreet. Just like, just to slow down my heart rate and slow everything down so I'm not on the defensive as much, so I can listen, so I can learn, so I can respond as opposed to react. I had to communicate this with my wife. I had to learn how to trust my wife. I know people are like, well, Lee, narcissists, we can't trust narcissists. What do you have? Is your wife going to cheat on you? This is not about cheating, y'all. This is about trusting her with my vulnerability and not shaming me for my vulnerability. So I had to learn how to trust her in order to be vulnerable enough to her to convey convey some stuff I might be ashamed of, to convey some stuff I may feel guilty about, and things like that. So that has helped me on my journey as well. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Yeah, my wife. So this is I need to cover this real quick, because a lot of people say this right here. A lot of people ask me what my wife has done to hold me accountable, what she has, you know, her, I want to talk to your wife to see how she lives with you. How does she deal with you? Like, y'all, my wife cannot tell y'all how to deal with me, because I feel like y'all think you will take the information that she gives you on how to deal with me and apply that to your real life. It doesn't work that way. I've been, like I said earlier, I've been working on myself for damn near 2 decades, and I've been in therapy for, you know, 5 years. You know, so I'm just a different breed of person. You know, man, I'm just been working on myself. I just have. You know, man, I'm at a different point in my life than the narcissistic person in your life probably is. So she can't tell you how to deal with that. She can't hold me accountable because we communicate, y'all. I just feel like her accountability for me would be, just be to leave. Like, I just, people just ask that question so much. Like, what does she do? How does she put up with you? Yeah, I'm working on myself. That's it. I'm working on myself because working on myself allows for us to communicate better and to parent better and things like that, for us to live better and harmony most of the times. So yeah, my wife doesn't do anything special. She doesn't whip out the Kama Sutra. She doesn't, there's no special type of cheek clapping. There's nothing that goes on like that, y'all. It's literally just me working on myself. Yeah, she works on herself too. But yeah, just that communication right there between me and her, it helps too. It's like my therapy has helped me communicate with her better because I trust her more and things like that, y'all. I do. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. If y'all want more episodes about my therapy journey and stuff like that, just let me know. Seriously, I'll do more videos on therapy because I already know this thing is going to tank on YouTube. I'm just like, but it's fine. It's fine. I just get them out and do them anyway. But thanks for tuning in, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.